get ready.
Hello, I think.
Welcome to the Galactic Escape Pod.
Incoming!
Well, come on.
Nice of you guys to drop by.
The official podcast of Galactic-Voyage.com.
Everybody quiet. We've been waiting for you.
Everything is proceeding as I have foreseen.
Impressive. Most impressive.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Galactic Escape Pod. We're so glad to have you with us again today. My name is Gary Willis, and I am your host. Some of the topics we're going to be talking about today as we move into the podcast is Entertainment Weekly's Cape Town Film Festival. Also, we're going to get into several bits of Episode 7 news for this week. One of those I'll call Episode 7, The Sith Strike Back. Also, Harrison Ford comments about Episode 7. Ian McDermott, we'll talk about Episode 7 and possibly a Darth Sidious spinoff. And then finally we get to hear a little bit from J.J. Abrams as he talks about Episode 7. In Clone Wars news and information, we'll talk a little bit about Lucasfilm Animation and their possible disbanding. Also the Clone Wars and the bonus content and the arcs that we're hoping to get from that. In gaming news, we'll talk about Star Wars The Old Republic, The Rise of the Hutt Cartel, as it's going to get a release date. Also, we have The Making of the Rise of the Hutt Cartel, Part 2. It's called The Conflict on Makeb. And last today, we start with the story of the Empire Strikes Back LP. It's going to be Part 1 from 1980. So let's go ahead and get started with the news.
Do you know what's going on? Maybe it's another drill.
What if he doesn't survive? He's worth a lot to me.
All right, move along.
So Entertainment Weekly sent in an email about their announcement that they will launch the Entertainment Weekly's Cape Town Film Festival in Cape Town in conjunction with American Cinematheque and sponsored by TNT's Falling Skies. The festival will run from Tuesday, April 30th through Sunday, May 5th at the Egyptian Theater in Hollywood, California. And the EW Cape Town Film Festival will offer sci-fi, superhero, and fantasy fans the opportunity to see their favorites on the big screen and hear from the visionaries, the biggest stars of the genre who have brought them to life. The EW Cape Town Film Festival will also make its superheroic debut with a six-day event featuring fan film favorites, including some of those that will be returning to the big screen for the first time in many years, alongside rare live Q&A panels with their filmmakers, and the surprise our other two. Panels will also be hosted by Entertainment Weekly senior writers Jeff Borchoff and Jeff Jensen, and others. A highlight with the film festival will be a very special May the 4th Be With You screening of Return of the Jedi on Saturday, May 4th. The screening celebrates the film's 30th anniversary, and will be one of the few times since 1997 that moviegoers can experience it on the big screen. We're also very thrilled that the celebration of the 30th anniversary of Return of the Jedi with a screening at the Egyptian, the very same theater where it premiered in May 1983, said Bill Gannon, managing editor of EW.com. Now, as we move forward in the podcast, we're going to have several items, as we talked about in the beginning of Episode 7, bits of news and information. And I'm looking forward to the podcast as it continues to move forward, and Star Wars in general as it continues to move forward. I know we've had a lot of losses lately with the Clone Wars and, you know, LucasArts being kind of in jeopardy. But I'm looking forward to hearing more and more information about Episode 7 to kind of keep this engine running. So this one is called Episode 7, and I've called it The Sith Strike Back. as Comic Book News has a cool Star Wars Episode 7 rumor. And their source states to them that Star Wars Episode 7 will be set 30 years after Episode 6, Return of the Jedi. It will also indeed feature the Skywalker Solo children coming to the screen at the peak of their powers. The Jedi Order has been rebuilt with Luke Skywalker as the Grand Master, and a disciple of the Emperor Palpatine aims to rebuild Sith armies of the Old Republic and destroy the Jedi, where the Skywalker children will be thrust into a battle to face their inner demons of their Skywalker lineage. So, to me, this all sounds very plausible. And I expect the story to take place about 30 years out, and that's just based on the age of the characters that we are expecting to be in it. So we will keep this as a rumor for now until we have more information either from Disney or Lucasfilm. So Ian McDiarmid was recently interviewed about Episode 7 and a possible Darth Sidious spinoff. He spoke exclusively with Sci-Fi Now to promote his appearance at this year's Star Wars Celebration in Europe, which, if you all will remember, is being held the 26th through 28th of July of this year in Essen, Germany. And Ian McDiarmid, who did play Emperor Palpatine in Star Wars Episode 6, Return of the Jedi, and Senator Palpatine, or Darth Sidious, in the prequel trilogy. And he admitted that while he doesn't keep up on top of the Palpatine's place in the expanded universe, because he has a very busy life as an actor and he's on stage a lot, he's very keen to see the character live on the potential spin-off movies or possible TV shows. But for obvious reasons, a role in J.J. Abrams' Star Wars Episode 7 is probably pretty unlikely. So he says, quote, "Yes, I'm sort of interested in the future of the development he might have," admits McDiarmid. "Unfortunately, as you probably know, he died at the end of Episode 6, and Vader sent him to cosmic hell. So he's not going to feature in any of the new Disney ones, I don't think," end quote. Also, he stated that, on the other hand, they've got lots of exciting ideas for spinoffs and about separate characters and so on. And then there's the television series that George has talked about and decided to make into being for a number of years. And that takes place between Episode 3 and Episode 4, when the Emperor is very much alive. So I think he probably does have a future, end quote. So there we have that article with Ian McDiarmid, and he's talking about his possible spinoff role, and I'm sure it would be really great to see him in not only a spinoff film that might be possibly coming out, and I'm sure there will be plenty of opportunities for those type of things, according to what Disney's told us, but also definitely in a TV show. He could make some cameos there, which would really make some great ties. So lots of exciting things coming down the pike in the future, so let's stay focused on what we might see coming from Ian McDiarmid as the possible Emperor. So Harrison Ford recently made some comments about Episode 7. He was seen in Chicago promoting his new film, 42, and he was asked by WGN about his involvement with Episode 7. So let's have a listen to see what he had to say in this interview.
Hey guys, good morning. So Harrison Ford talked Star Wars with us on the red carpet last night. We'll get to that in a second. One of the biggest movie stars in the world in his hometown last night, Chicago Cut Steakhouse, was the place. Special evening for Harrison Ford, hosted by Michigan Avenue Magazine, that features them on their cover this month. The Star Wars Indiana Jones star spoke to the crowd about his Conservation International organization. He accepted a $5,000 check for the group. And on the red carpet beforehand, I asked him to reflect on his career and the legendary films and roles in which he played. He viewed it humbly.
I represent a working actor that got lucky and stayed lucky for a long time. I'm very grateful for the support that I've had from the people who watch movies. I love it. I love my work.
So is the old gang getting back together for sure for Star Wars now? There's so much written about this that nobody seems to know what's true and not.
I think it's almost true. I think, I'm looking forward to it. It's not in the bag yet, but I think it's happening.
That's a pretty good confirmation. Harrison, nice enough to shake hands with the Parade of Chicago glitterati. He wanted to meet him. He's also promoting his new movie, 42, the story of baseball pioneer Jackie Robinson. Ford plays Brock Rickey in the movie, the Brooklyn Dodgers owner who hired him, segregating baseball for the first time. I'll have sit-down one-on-one interviews with Harrison and the entire cast of 42 later on this week.
Well, there you have it, straight from Harrison Ford. He believes that he will be involved with Episode 7. He sounded a little bit reluctant, actually, as we heard his interview about whether or not maybe he should be saying anything, but he kind of backpedaled a little bit and kind of covered his tracks, but I'm sure that we are going to see Harrison Ford in Episode 7, along with Mark Hamill, who is Luke Skywalker, and Carrie Fisher, who is Princess Leia, and hopefully a myriad of other characters from the original trilogy. So, again, we'll stay tuned and bring you as much information as soon as possible. Next, we hear J.J. Abrams talking a little bit about Episode 7. He sat down with Empire Magazine about Episode 7. So, our thoughts are, what's the plans for Episode 7? How will he, as a huge Star Wars fan, approach Star Wars' bold new era? He says, quote, "I don't know, because we're just getting started. So it's a great question that I hope I'll have a good answer to when I know what the answer is. There are infinitely more questions than answers right now, but to me, they're not that dissimilar. Though I came at these both from a very different places, where they both meet is a place of, ooh, that's really exciting. And even though I was never a Star Trek fan, I felt like there was a version of it that could be made that would excite me, and that I would think, hey, that's cool, that feels right, and I actually would want to see that." He also says, "How we're going to get there, what the choices were going to be, and who's going to be in it, all of those things I knew we would have to be figured out, but it was all based on a foundation of this indescribable, guttural passion from something that could be. It's a similar feeling that I have with Star Wars. I feel like I can identify a hunger for what I would want to see again, and that is an incredibly exciting place to begin a project. The movies, the worlds that could not be more different, but the feeling that there's something amazing here, and I think that's something that we can share." Now, J.J. had turned down the director's Episode 7 role last year, but surprisingly later, he then accepted the position. So, how did that change of heart come about? And J.J. Abrams stated, quote, "My knee-jerk reaction was that I'm in the middle of working on this Star Trek movie and I can't even consider it. But then time went by and I got further along working on the movie and getting to a place where I had done most of the heavy lifting. So when I met with Kathy Kennedy, we just started discussing it and I was able to actually engage in the conversation. I went down to tell Katie, my wife, and I said, I just had a very interesting conversation with Kathy. And that was the beginning." He also said, "I will say that Steven Spielberg was very encouraging of Star Wars. It's funny because I talked to him about it, and it turned out he knew all about what was going on," end quote. I enjoyed finally hearing from J.J. Abrams about Episode 7, and I look forward to more great information from him in the coming months. So we will definitely stay tuned for that. We've got a couple of things about the Clone Wars that we want to talk about today. The first one is Lucasfilm Animation possibly disbanding. And, of course, these days as we have Clone Wars information, it doesn't seem to be very positive. The ForceNet's Eric Geller has reported that, quote, "I have spoken to another source close to Lucasfilm Animation who confirmed to me that the division will be proceeding with layoffs. This person stressed that fans should still expect to see the promised story arcs from the Clone Wars canned sixth season, but reiterated that this and other changes at Lucasfilm were part of a reorientation of the company towards Episode 7 and sequel-related work," end quote. Now, it's sad to see such a great team separated, and I hope that they can retain some of the great talents that have brought us the Clone Wars over the years, but we'll definitely just have to wait and see.
Captain, status report.
In more Clone Wars news, Eric Geller from the ForceNet has also been talking a little bit about the Clone Wars bonus content and the possible arcs that we may be seeing. The report he had this weekend states that we may not get as much bonus content as we might have thought originally anticipated, or at least I had possibly originally anticipated. He says, quote, "A source in the know tells me that Lucasfilm is only finishing two story arcs from the material that they had planned for the Clone Wars Season 6. Among the story arcs that will not emerge in this post-cancellation era is one that dealt with Boba Fett and the other bounty hunters who have menaced the heroes for several seasons. This story arc, which my sources tell me was almost done, would have shown us the fates of Cad Bane and Aurra Sing," end quote. Now, I think it's a shame that we'll only get two story arcs. This is only between possibly 6 and 8 episodes. I thought surely that we were going to be able to get possibly between 12 and 16 episodes based on how far out the team had been working. So I will be, of course, don't get me wrong, I'll be happy to have any episodes of The Clone Wars, but I will definitely be disappointed if we don't get more than possibly 6 or 8, as they're talking about with these two story arcs. So, again, we'll keep you posted, and as soon as the news breaks on what we'll be seeing for bonus content, we'll let you know. So in gaming news, we have Star Wars The Old Republic's The Rise of the Hutt Cartel has finally gotten a release date. BioWare has finally made that announcement. It's officially released. The date of Star Wars The Old Republic's first expansion, it's called Rise of the Hutt Cartel. Players who have pre-ordered your copy before January 7th, the cutoff date, will be able to access this expansion from April 9th. But for those of you who did not, you'll get access on April 14th. April 9th will also be the official release date of the patch 2.0 for the game. Also, the pre-order, the expansion before April 13th, if you're able to get in before April 13th, you can get these exclusive items. You'll get a new title called Scourge of the Hutts, a new Macron Seedling mini pet, and the Dr. Ogrub Hutt holostatue. Now, if you're playing in-game, I'm sure you know what these things are. I actually am not playing this game, but I like to keep folks up to date on Star Wars games because that's one of my passions. So hopefully those are some pretty good items for you. Again, if you want to get your items, your special items, you need to pre-order this expansion before April 13th to get these three exclusive in-game items. Next thing we're going to be talking about, also continuing on with the Old Republic, is the making of the Rise of the Hutt Cartel, Part 2, The Conflict on Makeb. So here in this clip, we're going to find out how the revitalized Hutt Cartel, led by the villainous Toboro, are brutally oppressing the citizens of Makeb and trying to take over the entire galaxy. Plus, we're going to listen to this action-packed missions that they're going to be describing to us and the adventure through this as you fight to save the planet. So let's take a few minutes and just listen to the Rise of the Hutt Cartel, Part 2, The Conflict on Makeb.
Rise of the Hutt Cartel is the first digital expansion for Star Wars The Old Republic, and it's like a huge summer blockbuster. The choices that players are going to make are going to affect the larger conflict in Makeb, but also the whole epic story of the galaxy.
I believe that we've achieved a level of immersion through both story and gameplay that makes Rise of the Hutt Cartel one of the most unique and exciting experiences we've ever had.
In one of our earlier releases, players defeated Karaga, who is the supreme mogul of the Hutt Cartel. And when they did that, they created a power vacuum. And an evil, greedy, aggressive despot named Toboro has stepped into that void. And he is leading the Hutt Cartel to take over the entire galaxy. And they are starting with the planet Makeb.
Yeah, on Makeb, players are going to run into the most ruthless enemies that we've ever thrown at them. These are the Interstellar Regulators. This is a mercenary group hired by the Hutt Cartel to subjugate Makeb's population. These guys use top-notch military technology, all new droids, and even Makeb's own beasts in order to stop the player from taking on the Hutt Cartel.
Players are going to have to use every skill and power in their arsenal to fight back against this menace.
Makeb is designed to be an experience that will entertain and challenge both solo and group players alike, with tons of interesting battles and plenty of shareable missions.
And we also have a new villain who will appear named the Shroud, and that's the code name of the galaxy's greatest secret agent. And although at first he's working with the Hutt Cartel, it quickly becomes clear that he has his own plans for the galaxy, and players are definitely going to have to work hard to stop him. They're going to need every trick in their arsenal, including some new technology.
That new technology comes in the form of macro binoculars, which you may remember from the classic Star Wars films. These are going to allow players to explore the galaxy and scavenge various sites that the Shroud and his lieutenants have set up in an effort in order to stop them before they can put their plans into action. all of this exciting story and gameplay is just too much for our existing level cap, so we're raising it to 55 with Rise of the Cartel. Basically, this is going to allow us to give you more abilities, expanded skill trees, and all new character balances for every single class. Along with Rise of the Cartel, we're also dropping our Game Update 2.0, Scum and Villainy. This is going to include all new level 55 content in the form of a new operation and some hardwood flashpoints.
Players are going to see that the war for the Old Republic is far from over, and that their characters are going to be on the front lines of that conflict all the way.
Yeah, the end result is that you're going to be driving your own epic story forward as the hero of the Empire or the Republic.
So for those of you all who are playing Star Wars The Old Republic, it sounds like this new expansion, the Rise of the Hutt Cartel, and this conflict on Mekeb is going to be pretty cool. So I would recommend going out and having a look at it, especially if you all are members of the game and are into Star Wars The Old Republic. Well, today we begin a new story. Last episode, we just finished up the story of Star Wars, but today we are starting the story of the Empire Strikes Back LP. This will be part one, and this LP is back from 1980. It's the abridged version, and again, it has narration. So if you have been listening to our episodes previously and listened to the story of Star Wars, you will have heard the very similar same thing, the same style of presentation that we'll be having here in the story of the Empire Strikes Back. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get started with the story of the Empire Strikes Back LP.
It is a dark time for the Rebellion. Although the Death Star has been destroyed, Imperial troops have driven the Rebel forces from their hidden base and pursued them across the galaxy. Evading the dreaded Imperial Starfleet, a group of freedom fighters led by Luke Skywalker has established a new secret base on the remote ice world of Hoth. The evil Lord Darth Vader, obsessed with finding young Skywalker, dispatches thousands of remote probes into the far reaches of space. One of the Imperial probes finds its mark, the Rebel forces' inhospitable planet. Not far away, Luke Skywalker reins his 10-foot tauntaun to a halt. He takes out his electro-binoculars and scans the area, then makes a routine report to Han Solo, notorious space smuggler and friend of the Rebel Alliance.
Echo 3 to Echo 7. Han, old buddy, do you read me?
Loud and clear, kid. What's up?
Well, I finished my circle. I don't pick up any life readings.
There's enough life on this ice cube to fill a space cruiser. Sensors are placed. I'm coming back.
Right, I'll see you shortly. There's a meteorite that hit the ground near here. I want to check it out. It won't take long. Steady. Hey, steady, girl. Hey, what's the matter? You smell something?
With one crushing blow, a powerful snow beast knocks Luke unconscious to the ground. The savage Wampa then snaps the neck of the terrified Tauntaun. Effortlessly, he drags the helpless victims to his lair. Unaware that Luke is in danger, Han Solo returns to the hidden base. He makes his way to the makeshift command center, deep inside an icy cavern. There, he confers with General Riken.
Commander Skywalker reported in yet?
No, he's checking out a meteorite that hit here. General, I gotta leave. I can't stay anymore.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, there's a price on my head. If I don't pay off Jabba the Hutt, I'm a dead man.
You're a good fighter, Solo. I hate to lose you.
Thank you, General.
Noticing Princess Leia Organa's reaction to his announcement, Han approaches her.
Well, Your Highness, guess this is it.
That's right.
Don't get all mushy on me. So long, Princess.
Han!
Yes, Your Highness.
Han, we need you.
We need?
Yes.
Well, what about you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Probably do.
You're a great help to us. You're a natural leader.
No, that's not it. Come on. Come on.
You're imagining things.
Am I? Then why are you following me? Fredo's gonna leave without giving you a goodbye kiss?
I just assumed he's a Wookiee.
I can arrange that. You can use a good kiss!
Han storms through the main hangar area toward his space-worn starship, the Millennium Falcon. There, his faithful Wookiee co-pilot, Chewbacca, works on the ship's hyperdrive system. Han is hailed by C-3PO, a bronze humanoid robot, and his droid companion, R2-D2.
Excuse me, sir. Might I have a word with you, please?
What do you want?
Well, it's Princess Leia, sir. She's been trying to get you on the communicator.
I turned it off. I don't want to talk to her.
Well, Princess Leia is wondering about Master Luke. He hasn't come back yet. She doesn't know where he is. Nobody knows where he is.
What do you mean nobody knows?
Well, you...
Deck officer! Deck officer!
Yes, sir?
You know where Commander Skywalker is?
I haven't seen him. It's possible he came in through the south entrance. He might have forgotten to check in.
I'd like to. The speeder's ready?
Not yet. We're having some trouble adapting them to the cold.
We'll have to go out on Tauntaun.
Sir, the temperature's dropping too rapidly.
That's right. My friend's out in...
Your Tauntaun will freeze before you reach the first marker.
We'll see you in hell.
Han urges his reluctant Tauntaun into the bitter cold in search of his friend, who at this moment hangs helplessly in the Wampa's cave.
So that concludes part one of the story of the Empire Strikes Back LP. Please join us again next week as we continue on with part two and we hear how Luke Skywalker fares in his mission. Well, that's all the time we have for today. It's been a busy week of news and information where we've talked about the Entertainment Weekly's Cape Town Film Festival, where they'll be showing the Return of the Jedi for the 30th anniversary. Also, lots of Episode 7 news, as we've gotten some speculation as to seeing the Skywalker children. Also, Harrison Ford confirming pretty much that he'll be in the episode. Ian McDiarmid talking about how he would like to be in one of the spinoff films. And also, J.J. Abrams kind of just getting us started with some Episode 7 news. Also, we talked about Clone Wars, the Lucasfilm and animation team being disbanded. Also, the Clone Wars bonus content arcs. In gaming news, we got into Star Wars The Old Republic, Rise of the Hutt Cartel, and the release date and their special feature. And then lastly, we talked about the story of The Empire Strikes Back LP. So we appreciate you all being with us this week. We hope that you'll come back and join us again next week. We always really appreciate you being here and joining us. We can be reached at galactic-voyage.com. We can also be found on Twitter at Galactic Voyage. And if you'd like to send in any comments or thoughts or have questions, please feel free to email us at podcast@galactic-voyage.com. Again, my name is Gary Willis, and I'm so glad that you joined us today. Be sure to join us again next time on the Galactic Escape Pod. And always remember that
you've taken your first step into a larger world.
Thank you for joining us on the Galactic Escape Pod, the official podcast of galactic-voyage.com. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only and is not endorsed in any way by Lucasfilm Limited. Star Wars, all sounds, characters, and music are the property of Lucasfilm Limited. All rights reserved. All original content in this podcast is the intellectual property of galactic-voyage.com.